This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's push for next-generation infrastructure is powered by sustainability and long-term vision. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is laying the foundations of a self-reliant India. The Prime Minister said it has been 11 years of infra revolution with outstanding infrastructure being added that has enhanced India's growth trajectory. He said from railways to highways, ports to airports, India's rapidly expanding infrastructure network is boosting ease of living and enhancing prosperity. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the capital expenditure has grown significantly in last 11 years, reaching 11.2 lakh crore rupees in 2024-25. In a special article over the completion of 11 years of government, the minister said that in the last decade, physical infrastructure in Bharat has grown at a rapid pace. He added that nearly 59,000 kilometers of highways have been built and over 37,500 kilometers of railway tracks laid. India's listed companies have added nearly $1 trillion in market capitalization since early March 2025, driven by a sustained rally following a five-month correction between October 2024 and February 2025. In percentage terms, the market cap has surged by over 21%, the highest increase among the world's top 10 equity markets. India's benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, have advanced by 12.5% and 13.5% during this period, while the broader BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices have climbed by over 20.7% and 26%. In Jammu and Kashmir, record-breaking temperatures were recorded across the Jammu region yesterday, with maximum temperatures reaching over 44 degrees Celsius in some parts of the region. Our Jammu correspondent reports intense heat wave conditions have disrupted daily life, prompting authorities to issue advisories for residents to stay hydrated and avoid direct sun exposure. Jammu recorded the hottest day of the season, 44.4 degrees Celsius, which is 5.6 degrees above normal, while Katra recorded at 40.6 degrees, which was 4.9 degrees above normal. Moreover, Kashmir division witnessed the above normal temperature, with Srinagar, the summer capital of J&K, recording 33.5 degrees Celsius, which was 5.35 degrees above normal. In Rajasthan, five people died in a horrific road accident at Jamwa Ramgarh near Jaipur this morning. Seven others were injured in the incident, four of whom are in serious condition. The accident occurred due to a head-on collision between a container truck and a car in Bhatka Bas village under the jurisdiction of Raisar police station on the Dausa Manoharpur highway. The car was carrying a newlywed couple and their family members who died on the spot. The launch of the Axiom-4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed again due to a liquid oxygen leak in the propulsion system. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan stated that the leak was detected in the propulsion bay during a hot test conducted on the launch pad. The Axiom-4 mission is now rescheduled for launch at 5:30 p.m. IST from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in the United States. A limited curfew came into effect yesterday in several parts of downtown Los Angeles, California, following several nights of unrest triggered by the Trump administration's immigration raids. The announcement was made by Mayor Karen Bass, who stated that the city had witnessed escalating violence and looting in the wake of the federal enforcement actions. A Pakistani citizen residing in Canada has been extradited to the United States to face terrorism-related charges. In a social media post, FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed Khan's extradition and commended the cross-border intelligence sharing that helped prevent the planned attack. Indian benchmark indices opened on a quiet note today as global markets continue to await more clarity on the outcome of the US-China trade talks. However, by 12 noon, the markets had edged up, tracking positive cues from other Asian markets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.